Greetings, everyone. It's your old pal, Sig Neutron, and I'm back for another episode of Nematode. So for those of you that are not familiar with Nematode, basically, I did a sketch of this character, and on the Discord, I wrote a starting paragraph. And from then on, everybody that's a part of the Discord, they just start adding writing to the story. And the only rule is you have to wait until at least one person has added to the story before you can write another paragraph. So we've been going and going and going, and yeah, we're just creating a story about this being called Nematode that nobody knows who or what Nematode is or what Nematode's trying to do. We just know that Nematode is neither gender or maybe both genders. I don't know. Nematode is and isn't everything. Nematode is and isn't everyone. So it's kind of fun. Just like a fun creative writing experiment. I think somebody called this a red sparrow or something. Apparently there's something like this that exists. I don't know. But this is what we've been doing, and it's really fun. And if you want, go back and listen to the first episode of Nematode, and then that'll prime you to listen to this one. But I suppose the story is, it plays out like some weird, crazy dream anyways, so you probably don't really even, well, no, you probably should listen to the first one, because later on down the line, we start like developing these characters that just come out of nowhere, and it's really fun. And if you want to join in on it, then you should join the Discord, the Cigarette Pack, and add to Nematode's story. I also did a Nematode sculpt, which I will have Nematode resin kits for sale. And the deal with that is you have to paint your own Nematode. I sculpted it, but I'm selling them as blank resin castings, and I encourage people to change them, sculpt on them, paint them in whatever way they want, because Nematode is different to everybody. So part two of Nematode was written by myself, Sig Neutron, Tingles McGee, Icebox Corpse, Lily's Emotional, and Compass FX. All the cigarettes all contributed to this Nematode story. So without further ado, Nematode part two.
People always ask me, where do you find Nematode? Well, Nematode lives in that swimmy place just between sleep and wake. Nematode lives in all of our minds. So you could say that everyone is Nematode, but really no one's Nematode. Nematode is an enigma, or a conundrum. I don't know if I know the meaning of either of those words, so maybe he's neither, or maybe he's all of them. Nematode lives in that swimmy place just between sleep and wake. When you start seeing colors and things don't really make sense, but you're still kind of awake, that's where you'll find Nematode, the psychonaut, traveling through all of our minds and all of our dreams. Nematode.
A hearse pulls into a green neon-lit gas station. Right as it stops, a tire pops off and rolls down the road like a tumbleweed. Nematode emerges from the hearse and struts inside.
I need the works,
Z says to the attendant.
Honey, nothing around here works.
A round dumpling of a woman kicks the maintenance mouse.
You plan on working today?
The mouse smacks his lips and rubs his eyes, and then walks outside to take a look at Nematode's hearse. Nematode looks the mouse up and down.
Ain't you sticky mittens?
The mouse looks down sheepishly. I don't do that anymore.
Well,
Z says,
I sure could use someone like you for this next venture. You interested in earning some extra ducats?
Sticky looks around, looks back at the gas station, and the mean dumpling standing in the doorway. and then back to Neiman Toad and nods yes. He sets to work on fixing the hearse. While Sticky Mittens fixed the hearse, Neiman Toad shuffled through the aisles of the gas station, grabbing the most delicious and most putrid food, snacks, and drinks, flicking a golden bucket Bling. Coin to the mean old dumpling and walking back outside. As he steps outside, Zia's hit from Zer left side with the hearse. Sticky Mittens, who was only trying to pull up for Zer, sat jaw-dropped behind the wheel, screeching. Neiman Toad pops back up, covered in the delicious muck. As he wipes the 3D glasses and pops them back on, one lens is missing, the other spiderweb cracked. Z had only just managed to hold on to Zer loose juice martini holding Zer companion Limbus.
Sticky Mittens, you funny son of a bitch. Look at you wrestling with me. We gonna have a real good time, baby. But, go fix my snacks.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sticky Mittens went inside, retrieved the desired adventure food and drinks, paid, then slapped the mean old dumpling on her mean old face as he ran out and jumped into the hearse. They speed off into the distance. Plowing into everything in sight, Sticky Mittens moves uncomfortably in his seat.
You, good, Toad?
Neiman Toad is stuffing her face with gas station snacks and belts out a reply, splattering the windshield like a junk food shotgun.
Damn you.
Slam! Mittens jolts upright as Neiman Toad plows into an old lady in a shopping cart. She bursts into bats as a fuse spatter on the windshield.
Oh.
Neiman Toad kicks on the wipers and one of the bats splattered to the window, still alive, is smearing an arc of blood across the windshield. Back and forth, stuck on the wiper.
Good, sir.
Choked out the bat.
You know, Mittens, this gig gonna be hotter than I was thinking. Being to how I can only see into one dimension and all, maybe you should have been driving. Why you let me drive any days?
Says Neiman Toad, looking directly at Mittens.
Fuck, Neiman Toad! Look out!
Neiman Toad looks back out the windshield, seeing nothing but splatter paint sky.
Huh, where'd that road go?
Realizing they drove off a cliff, the hearse immediately drops straight down. Sticky Mittens let out a scream and clutched onto the dashboard. Bags of junk food lifted into the air as the hearse continued to drop.
How long we gonna be falling for?
Neiman Toad said, her face strangely calm. Suddenly, the hearse jerks and moves forward through the air. They realize something was guiding it downwards. Mitten's mouth was agape as the hunk of a fellow who graciously let them onto the ground appeared at the window. Ooh. Neiman Toad rolled the window down and shook Terzer Kor at the sight of the handsome creature.
Hey, just letting you know you missed their turn up there. Should I leave you here or send you back up?
His husky voice came out. Mittens looked him up and down. He was thanking Neiman Toad in his head for going off the cliff now. The muscles of this creature glistened with sweat as he waited for an answer. Neiman Toad and Mittens were still too starstruck to say anything.
Hubba, hubba.
Mittens and Neiman Toad say in unison,
Oh, how'd you know my name?
Mittens and Neiman Toad stare blankly, drool starting to slip from their open mouths.
Well, nice to meet you both. I'm Hubba Bubba, but I guess you already knew that.
Hubba Bubba stares off into the distance inquisitively. They both snapped back to reality, wiping the drool from their mouths. Neiman Toad needed to get back up to the road they were on. Z also needed manpower. Z said,
See, we kinda need to get back on the road we was on, and maybe you could help us with our gig.
Hubba Bubba smiled, showing his oddly pointed teeth.
Thank you. No one ever wants my help.
He sobbed loudly and grasped the side of the car. Mittens and Neiman Toad look at each other, but shrugged.
Hop in. You're now hitting the road with Mr. Mittens and the Toad.
Neiman Toad told the gorgeously handsome creature. And so the tall drink of water squeezed and squished his way into the back of the hearse. Head in between the driver and the passenger seat. Feet sticking out the back. Mittens turns to Neiman Toad and says,
You know what we'd be missing? Road tunes.
As if Z had been waiting for this exact moment, Neiman Toad stops what Z's doing, pushes his glasses down to the brim of Z's nose, and says,
It is montage video.
And out of nowhere, this rockabilly style techno dance music starts blaring out of nowhere.
Pardon!
The sound of a record player being hit can be heard as the music stops abruptly and everyone's attention is on the bat, squishing his way back and forth on the window, still stuck to the wiper.
Could you be so kind as to remove me from this infernal viper?
Nementoad blankly stares at the bat. Without looking away, Nementoad flicks the wiper switch to full blast.
Why?
The bat gets slung back and forth at breakneck speed but doesn't dislodge. Nementoad toggles the speed back down. Then back up again.
Why would you do this?
After an uncomfortable amount of time has passed, Nementoad turns the wipers off, looks at Mittens.
Can you,
Sure. Mittens reaches out and pulls the bat inside. Sobbing, the bat pleads.
What is wrong with you?
Nementoad places her finger on the bat's lips.
Montage.
The music blasts back in as Nementoad punches the gas. A flaming inferno shoots out the tailpipes as they blast off to their destination. The 80s montage begins. The sounds of New Wave are flooding the car. The keyboard and techno nonsense are raging. Suddenly, Nementoad and all their passengers are wearing curly brown-haired wigs resembling Kurt Smith and Roland Orzabal. There's a mist in the air. They side, sway, and dance in unison. Nementoad begins singing in a very deep key, but by the chorus is slaying these falsettos. Hubba Bubba, the Crushed Bat, and Sticky Mittens are all harmonizing backup singers till Crushed Bat gets a little more confident. Crushed Bat is suddenly in a multicolored neon bomber jacket taking the lead as he dribbles blood from his crusty little hole.
You're working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. Then I met you.
He continues to sing and do a sexy bat mating dance.
Don't you want me? Don't you want me? Oh.
This sparked a better memory for Nementoad. Although it was released in 92, Z knew it deserves its place in this montage, and the moment was now.
Too sexy for my shoe. Too sexy for my shoe. So sexy it hurts.
Neiman sang in their most seductive voice. Hubba Bubba removes his shirt. Hubba Bubba removes his tight shirt, swinging it in circles above his head, and takes the next verse.
And I'm too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan.
Hubba Bubba sang, finishing the verse with a spank on his firm and shapely butt. It was, in fact, too sexy. Everyone halted in their tracks, including the hearse itself, which threw everyone to the dashboard as it drooled a big slimy puddle watching Hubba Bubba.
You gonna be in big trouble, Hubba. We almost just died. That's okay, baby. Just put your shirt back on, else I don't think this hearse will move even a mile.
Hubba Bubba puts his mesh shirt back on, and the hearse lets out a sad harumph. Hubba Bubba looks deeply at the hearse while putting his strong hands against it.
Will you please keep moving for us?
The hearse moves faster than ever before. They were getting to their next adventure much sooner than anyone could imagine. But first, they needed to make a pit stop to plug up Crushed Bat's seedy... bleedy holes. There we go. I'll get it. I'm just taking an intermission to remind you all that this was written by lots of different people. And when you hear me cracking up, it's fucking funny. This is hilarious. There are no rules in the story of Nementoad, and that's what makes it so fun. So back to the story. They speed on down the highway and see a sign on the side of the road. Damn it. I should probably silence my phone when I'm doing this. They speed on down the highway and see a sign on the side of the road that reads Mistress Hooligan's Treasure House, 6.9 miles ahead. Ooh. They all look at each other and without saying a word, nodded in agreement. And they were off. Karma Chameleon blasting from the hearse, they speed down the road and come to a screeching halt at the front of a large complex that seems to go on forever. The big neon sign drew them in like flies. Hubba crawls out of the hearse and knocks on the gigantic wooden doors. A slender figure, about 8 feet tall, comes from inside. She's wearing tall leather boots and about twice the size of Nemantode, fishnet stockings, and a bra made of old car parts and a fishing pole.
Welcome. I am Mistress Hooligan, and this is my treasure house, where we can fulfill all your needs.
She looks at Hubba and with a wink says to him,
And who might you be, you tall, handsome stud?
Hubba shyly tries to hide behind Nematode like a nervous child.
His name is Hubba. That's Mittens over there, peeing next to the car. And this is my pal Limbus,
Z says as he takes a sip from a Zer martini glass.
And I'm Nematode.
Mistress kindly gestures for them to come in, and one by one they follow.
We was cruising down the road, and when this old hag came out of thin air, then we crashed her and she exploded into bats. This un got hurted and we needs to repairs it,
Mitten says, having a completely different way of speaking than earlier before.
Well, we can patch you up, fill you up, and hook you up here.
Oh, Mistress explains to them.
We've got it all in my treasure house. Food, doctors, dancing, brothels, and a daycare for the little ones.
She pulls a rope that leads all the way to a bell in the rafters. With a loud gong, a group of slug-like things wearing maid outfits slither from the ceiling.
Takes this marvelous creature to Dr. Fubar to get patched up.
Slugs bleeped and blooped as they escorted the bat out of the room. Crushed Bat is now in the room with Dr. Fubar. He seems to be made up of mostly bones with several mechanical body modifications. His face painted in clown makeup, accentuating his insane permagrin. This is Dr. Fubar. The walls are lined with wet specimen, body pieces, and mechanical mods. Jars of mysterious fluids and potions. A true apothecary. He spanks on his latex gloves and turns towards Crushed Bat, examining his wounds with clown paraphernalia. He pushes on the bat belly, and gushes of seltzer water squirt out. Digging his finger around his bleedy hole, he finds a handkerchief. He pulls and pulls and pulls a never-ending line of handkerchiefs from the teeny tiny wounded bat, who is laughing, but also very concerned about how and when the handkerchiefs got there. Scanning the line of body mods on the wall, a very peculiar appendage with dual-action vibratory systems catches his eye, the bat, Crushed Bat's eye. He inquired further to the clown doctor, knowing this could be his chance to impress the lady bats. Oh. Meanwhile, Mistress Hooligan eyes everyone up and down.
And what bountiful pleasure, treasures can I interest you all?
Nematode slaps Mittens forward.
Give this one to the special. He okay with anything on a wang. And this is Hubba here, well, just about anything into him, so, yeah. Me, I gotta see the porcelain goddess about to drop off, if you know what I mean. Huh. That was a long car ride.
Eyeing Hubba Bubba up and down, the mistress says,
I see. You come for me, Hubba.
She claps and more maid slugs slither up as she gestures to Mittens.
Gives this one the works. And don't hold back.
The slugs begin to drag away Mittens, much to his dismay.
Neiman? Neiman? What in the world? Why do I not like the sound of the...
An iron door slams behind them, cutting off Mittens' voice.
I have such sights to show you,
the mistress says as she caresses Hubba.
Yeah, whatever,
Nematode says as Z barrels past the mistress, who didn't even seem to notice. She leads Hubba down an undulating, fleshy hallway. Nematode scurries down the hallway in search of his porcelain goddess.
Damn, this place got too many doors,
Z said to herself. Figuring there couldn't be anything completely awful in the rooms, Z starts to open them as Z passes. After opening the first one, Z sees a man tied up in chains and a monkey in a gimp suit with a ball gag and banana. As he closes the door and continues on, door after door, as he couldn't find a restroom. Frustrated, Neiman Toad opens another door to find a strange wiener creature in boots and fishnet panties standing there, shocked at the aggressiveness of Neiman Toad's interest.
Ah, ha, ah, are you my 2 o'clock?
He asked.
Nope, that's not me, but it could be,
Neiman Toad said with a grin.
I was looking for a place to drain my snake when I found you. What should I call you, my friend?
He asked the fishnet-dressed creature.
My name's Winston, and you are?
Neiman Toad extends his hand out to Winston.
I'm Neiman Toad, but you can call me whatever you want.
And gives Winston a slap on the behind. Sticky Mittens steps back into the hallway and slams the pink door with such force that glitter begins to rain down on him. This, of course, makes him even angrier.
Oh, for the love of... What in the hell is going on around here? I have never...
Suddenly, he looks right, he looks left, making sure there are no more slug maids around. He hears a lot of things happening in the rooms around him, which causes his whiskers to twitch and he begins to blush.
Now, before any more unpleasantness befalls our clan, I must find Neiman Toad.
Mistress Hooligan leads Hubba Bubba to some goth industrial sex dungeon.
Strange creatures undulate in cages as a pounding hardstep goth beat assaults his eardrums.
Have a seat.
She pushes him down onto a throne of dirty car parts. Pipes latch around his arms and legs. Stammers Bubba.
I have such sights to show you,
hisses the mistress.
My apologies, but I think I'm good.
Bubba stands up, shattering the pipes that bound him as if they weren't even there as he politely bows and heads to the door.
Enraged, the histress casts her fishing pole bra and lands a meaty hook right in Bubba's back. A reel pops out of her nipple as she begins to reel Bubba back in. He's powerless to pull, but said,
I have such fights to show you.
Bubba's yanked to his back and dragged all the way back to the mistress, staring up at her, helpless from the ground. She steps over him and descends to sit on his face. Bubba sees her incoming buttocks morph into a brilliant spiral galaxy. The sheer force of the light is blowing back his eyelids and lips like a tycoon blast of wind.
I can see everything!
He screams in agony as his face slowly starts to peel back with the force of the atomic ass blast, little chunks of flesh flying off and completely vaporizing in brilliant flashes of color.
Meanwhile,
Sticky Mittens, in his search to find Neiman Toad, came to Dr. Fubar's room. Inside was the mad clown doctor and the bat, who now had a mechanical implant bugger than his own... Oh. Who now had a mechanical implant bigger than his own body.
You got one of those for me?
Asks Sticky Mittens. In the other room nearby, Neiman and Winston were tongue-wrestling and getting a bit steamy. Before Winston pushed Neiman down on the bed, he set Limbus Macula on the nightstand.
That's okay, don't you worry about him. He just liked to watch.
The little eyeball made a chirp from his glass.
Watch this! Winston screamed.
The weird wiener creature in fishnet panties raised his little Vienna sausage arms as a scorpion-like tail shot out of his buns, striking the bed several times, thrashing around. Neiman Toad, although in shock, was kind of into the shock, but knew this was no longer a time for hanky-panky. Slipping out from beneath Winston, Neiman reaches to their sides to realize Winston had taken off their belt containing their weapons. It was time to bolt for the door. Making it all the way to the door, Neiman opens it, but before stepping out,
you leave here and it's goodbye to your little cataract friend!
Knowing Z couldn't adventure happily ever again without Limbus, Z began to walk back to the bed defeated, thinking Z would have tore Winston do the weird tail thing to save their friend if Z couldn't figure out a plan fast. What? Yeah, all right, we'll go with that one. Suddenly, Sticky Mittens and Bats are there, out of nowhere, with their huge mechanical dongs. They stand with their legs apart, knees bent, and begin to shoot bullets and flames from their new pieces of equipment, turning Winston into a pile of overcooked ground beef.
Vibrating isn't the only thing these things do, Sticky Mittens said.
Neiman and Limbus were safe, and the friends had found each other. Now to find Hubba.
Y'all go find that hunk of Bubba. I still got some unfinished business, if you know what I mean. I meet you in the front.
Mittens and the Bat race off their transformer dongs as they morph into unicycles. Heading back to the main entrance, they are stopped dead in their motor dong tracks by the mistress and a group of maid slugs. Hubba Bubba sits next to her like a dog, a collar around his neck. The mistress has him on a giant rusty chain. All the flesh is burnt off of his head and his neck, just leaving a crispy skull. His eyes are aflame with rainbow colors. His sharp teeth look even more sinister with no lips around them. He growls in a low guttural rumble, ready to pounce.
Going somewhere.
The mistress hisses. The room goes quiet. The only sound you could hear was the deep breathing of Hubba and the slight rattle of his chains.
What has she done to you, you magnificent creature?
Neiman Toad says aloud.
Ha 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 ha, he's mine now,
the mistress says with a grin.
Go get him, big boy,
she says as she smacks Hubba on the ass and lets him off his chain. Hubba starts to charge towards our heroes. Pieces of burnt skin fall from his face. Without hesitation, Bat and Mittens start rubbing their new mechanical dongs.
Really, guys? You think now's the time for that?
Neiman Toad asks, almost annoyed.
Trust us, Toadsies, we's got the plan,
Mittens exclaims as oil starts to spew from his robo-dong all over the floor. Bubba, now rushing towards them, slips on the robo-jizz and starts to slide down the hall. Mittens stares at Bats with an agitated glare.
What? I couldn't perform under the pressure.
With Hubba out of the way, our dynamic trio and Limbus all turn to look at the mistress. Mistress Hooligan grabs her dress and flings up, flashing her all-knowing cosmic spussy. Space pussy.
Don't look!
Sticky Mittens and Bats close their eyes, raising their transformer dongs as extra shield. Limbus swam in a little half-circle, turning away. Although Neiman Toad's glasses were damaged from being hit by the hearse, one is missing, one is cracked, Neiman Toad still had a higher resistance to the spussy.
Spussy.
Only needing to shield the one eye in her head, but Z needed to do something fast.
Thanks to my newly robotically endowed mouse friend here, I can only see into 1D, so your Space Jam ain't gonna jiggle any of my jelly,
says Neiman Toad.
What?
Shrieks the mistress.
Flying Neiman Toad decapitation! Hee-yah!
With a howl, Neiman Toad shoots across the room. Woof! Neiman Toad kicks the air just next to the mistress's head and lands just behind her. An uncomfortable silence befalls the room as they just stare each other down.
Huh. You missed Toad.
Wham! Neiman Toad hops up and kicks the mistress's head clean off. She screams and her head sails over Mittens and Bats and lands in the toilet head of a strange porcelain lady. She flushes herself and Hooligan's head goes spinning down into oblivion, screaming the whole way.
I'll get you for this, you fucking Toad!
Neiman Toad, it's about time! Says the porcelain lady.
Sorry, porcelain peon. These things take time, my goddess.
Yes, well, you did come through as always, says porcelain peon.
You know it, lady.
Bats and Mittens stand dumbfounded by this revelation as the maid slugs wiggle a happy dance. But alas, what could they do about their formerly jaw-dropping friend whose jaw is now literally dropping and detaching from his face? Disfigured and maimed by the spussy.
Spussy.
We could find Dr. Fubar and ask him for help, says Mittens.
But it's more than just his face. It's his brain. How could we do anything for him, says Crushbat.
There ain't even much cheek meat left. I don't think there's enough to do a thing with less we find some pieces. Or we all put some skin in the pot and make it stretch, says Mittens.
Don't you worry about Bubba's head now, honeys. I'll just knock him out real good with a little hoo-ha, hee-ha, kitty-tot-tot, blah-blah-blah. He won't remember ever coming to this place. And maybe a lot more sugarfoots,
says Neiman Toad. They nodded in agreement on their course of action, and Neiman knocked Bubba straight in his brain. Hopefully it would do the trick and leave him enough time for surgery. Dr. Fubar appears with scalpels, a horn, a clown nose, a whoopee cushion, a dancing beetle, and sutures. Neiman, Sticky, and Bat all carved a piece of themselves to put into Bubba. Dr. Fubar began to patchwork them together. Patches of green skin, pink skin, gray and black furs. When it was over, Bubba looked more like a creature and his face making a permanent expression from the skin needing to be pulled so tight to fit around. But in some odd way, still very dark and alluring.
When you bring me more skin, we can add it in and change the face that he makes. But for now, this is what I have to offer you. As for his brain, well, we'll have to see when he wakes up.
Said the mad Dr. Fubar. And so, they waited.
What happened to Bubba? Hubba Bubba, what happened? Where are they going next? A lot. There's a lot to take in that episode there.
Find out next time on Nemantoad Part 3. And again, if you want to join in on the Nemantoad fun and add to the story, then join our Discord, the Cigarette Pack. And you can go to my Twitter, @SigNeutron, and I have a pinned tweet with the invite code there. So come join us and make weird stories. As you can tell, there are no rules, and this story just goes wherever the fuck it wants, and that's part of the fun of it. So hope you enjoyed, and we'll catch you next time on Sputron.